Shalom to all. Today's daf is Erev Chaf Beis, and we are starting near the top of the Halacha Gimel and the Vilna Daf. It's all the way at the end of Chaf Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Biyaka Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now let's remember that we had learned that an Erev's validity hinges on Bein Hashmashas Erev Shabbos. If it was valid, then it's valid for Shabbos. If not, then not. Now one of the factors is if he can access it Bein Hashmashas. If he can't, such as if it's an Rishus Rabbim and he's an Rishus Yachid or vice versa, then it's not valid. However, as we had also mentioned, if you would have to be over only in Isser Drabanan to get it, so then it is valid because one is allowed to be over a Shvus during Bein Hashmashas. Now, armed with that knowledge, the Mishnah tells us, Nasnu be'ilon l'mal me'asarat fachim in a Erev. If he places Erev in a tree above 10 fachim, it's not an Erev. And after back and forth with the Gemara, we're going to see that that's because the tree is Rosh HaSayachid, he's in Rosh HaSarabim, and that means that he has no access to his Erev Bein Hashmashas. However, says the Mishnah, l'mat me'asarat fachim, if he placed it lower than 10 fachim on the tree, ha'reiz Erev, it is a valid Erev. Continuing, Nasnu bar, let's say put it in a bar, in a pit. Afilu amik mea ama, even if it's 100 amas deep, haraiz erev, it is a valid erev. Nasne beresha kano, beresha kuntas. Let's say place it at the top of a reed or kuntas, which is like a tall pole. Calls manchu talish vinaot, as long as it's detached and stuck in the ground. Afilu gavai mea ama, even if it's 100 amas tall, haraiz erev, it's a valid erev. Another din, nasne b'migdal, let's say put it in like a closet or a box, vinaal b'fanov, and he locked it, v'avar maftech, and he lost the key, haraiz erev, it's still a valid erev. Whereas Rabbi Lezheimer, he says, im in yadush maftech m'kaimai, ain't a erev. If he doesn't know that the key is there, so then it's not a valid Erev because he can't access it. And the Gemara is going to explain all this. So the Gemara begins by talking about the first case of the Mishnah. No, so it's not a valid Erev. However, one is not allowed to move the Erev on Shabbos. Even though it's a valid Erev because within 10 Tfachim of the ground, he's still not allowed to move the Erev on Shabbos. And if it's within 3 Tfachim of the ground, it's mutter because it's like it's on the ground. So the question is, Vakasha, if you want to say that it's within 10 Tfachim of the ground, it's a valid Erev, so you should be allowed to move it. And also Tataloi, if he's not allowed to move it, lo ye eruv eruv, so shouldn't it be a valid eruv? And the answer is that roi hu lav ral shvus v'lechol. He's able to be ever shvus and isser drabanon and eat his eruv. As we said in the introduction to the Mishnah, this referring to Bein Hashmashas, he does have access to his eruv then, because the only isser he would have to be over is called being mishtamish be'ilon, using a tree. His eruv's on the tree, so he would have to be mishtamish be'ilon, use the tree in order to get his eruv. And the whole isser of being mishtamish be'ilon is only in isser drabanon. And Bein Hashmashas, there's no problem being over on that. Therefore, his Erev was valid, Bein Hashmashas, and even though on Shabbos, he's not allowed to be over on that Isser Drabanon, that doesn't mean the Erev's not valid, but it still makes sense to say that also the Taltaloi, he's not allowed to touch the Erev on Shabbos. As the Gemara may ask, if that's really so, Afilu L'mal Me'asara, so even if it's above 10 Tfachim from the ground, it should still be valid Erev, he just shouldn't be allowed to be metaltal it. Why is the Mishnah says that if it's L'mal Me'asara, it's not even a valid Erev in the first place? And the answer to that is Chaf Beis Hamav Beis on the top, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shem Shmuel, Tifter, we could explain as follows, Shahaisa Kuras Arba, where the trunk of the tree was 4 tefachim wide. That means that the tree is a Rishus HaYachid because the trunk is 4 tefachim wide. He placed it L'mal Me'asara, which means it's on a Rishus HaYachid. And to further clarify this, Amar Rav Mana, Rav Mana says, V'ushtei Rishus HaRabim HaKafasim Kol Tzad. It also has to be that there's a Rishus HaRabim surrounding the tree on all sides and there's not a Karmelis there. And also, Ba'aymer, when the guy said, Shvisa Se Tachtov, that his Shvisa, his place of resting, is going to be under the tree and not on the tree. And all these factors together explain why when his Erev is L'mal Me'asara, it's not valid. It's above 10 on a tree which is 4 tefachim wide, so it's a Rishus HaYachid, and there's a Rishus HaRabim surrounding the tree, which means that he's in Rishus HaRabim, his Erev is in Rishus HaYachid, and that means that Bein Hashmashas he does not have access to it, because the Isser, the transfer from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid and vice versa, is the Oiraisa, and Bein Hashmashas is also to be Oiran or Oiraisa. And also this last point that we said, where he had expressed that Shvisasai Tachtov, his Shvisa is going to be under the tree, that means that he's saying he wants to be kind of Shvisa, he wants his official place of resting, not to be on the tree, but under the tree. If it's on the tree, so that means he's living in the tree for Shabbos, and then he would have access to his Erev Bein Hashmashas. But since his Shvisa is under the tree, once again, he doesn't have access to his Erev Bein Hashmashas, so it's not valid. And we have something similar to this. Tanu v'braisa, nasi b'kakala, let's say he put his Erev, his food, in a basket, utuloi b'ilon, and he hung it on the tree. Pay attention to a number of girsa changes that we're going to be having. Afilu l'mal me'asara tfachim, even if he placed it above 10 tfachim, eruve eruv, it is a valid eruv. However, v'asu l'taltaloi, he's not allowed to taltaloi, he's not allowed to move it. If it was below 10 tefachim, eruve eruv, umotir l'taltaloi, it's a valid eruv, and he's allowed to move it. And lamata mishloisha, mutter, also if it's within 3 of the ground, it's mutter to be metaltaloi as well. And here we have a similar question, Vakasha, on the first situation, where it's l'mala me'asara, we said it's a valid eruv, but he's not allowed to move it. Well, im eruve eruv, yehe mutter l'taltaloi. If you're saying it's a valid eruv, he should be allowed to metaltaloi. And im also l'taltaloi, lo yeh eruve eruv. If it's also to move it, then it shouldn't be a valid eruv. And the answer to this is, Rav Acha says, he's able to flip it over and be mevatel the rishus hayachid here. This situation is referring to where the tree was not 4 tefachim wide. The only way it was 4 tefachim wide is because of the basket. The basket added to the width of the tree, and so now it's 10 by 4. And therefore, since there was a technical possibility that he could have flipped over the basket, making it not 4 tefachim wide, which means it's not rishus hayachid, which means that he has access to his eruv ben hashmashos. So that's why the eruv itself is valid. However, on Shabbos, since at the end of the day he didn't flip over the basket, that means it is a rishus hayachid, that's why he's not allowed to move it. And building on this din that we just mentioned, Amar Yezer Reza says, Hada Amro, that this tells us, Safsal Shunasim Rishus Rabim, let's say there's a bench in the Rishus Rabim, Gavaya Sarav Rachav Arba, it's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, even Shu Roy Lahaifchai Levatal Rishus Hayachid Shabai, since technically he could flip over the bench and be Mavatal Rishus Hayachid, right now it's a Rishus Hayachid only because the bench is upright, so it's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. But if he flips the bench over, now it's only 4 Tvachim high and 10 Tvachim wide, and that's not Rishus Hayachid, and so in such a case, Hada Amar Shi Ruve Erov, that his Erov placed on the bench would be valid. Now going back to the second case of this brass that we had just mentioned, where he had placed his Erev in a basket and hung it on the tree, if it's Lamata Masar Tvachim, not only is it valid Erev, but also Umotilataltoloi, he's allowed to move it, no problem. And now we're going to ask a question, Tamantanin, over there, Masachas Sukkah, we have Mishnah, Shtaim De Adam V'Achz Be'ilon, if two of the Sukkah walls were made by man, meaning just regular Sukkah walls, and the third wall is actually a tree, so basically a Sukkah is attached to a tree, Oy Shtaim Be'ilon V'Achz Be'de Adam, or it's the other way around, two of the walls are tree, and one of the walls was made by him, Ksheira, it's a valid Sukkah, V'ein Oyon Lo B'yamtif, but he's not going to hit on Yamtif. On Chalmaid, no problem. But on Yamtif, there's a problem because the schach is on the tree, and that's called being mishtamish me'ilon, and that's an issue. Now here's our problem. We just said you can't go into the sukkah on Yamtif because the schach is on the tree, and there's a chashash that he's going to end up using it, and that's an isser mishtamish me'ilon. But v'hachat amar yuv ve'eruv umotel tautaloi. Here you said that when his eruv is in a basket hanging on a tree, then not only is it a valid eruv, but he's allowed to move the eruv l'chatchila. What's the difference between this and the sukkah case? So Rav Yirmi, he explains, kan l'malon v'kan min atzad. In the case of sukkah, it's lamalon, it's above, which basically means it's considered like being mishtamish be'ilon itself. It's like he's using the tree when he goes into the sukkah. Whereas in the case of the Eruv, since it's in a basket and it's hanging on the tree, we're understanding right now it's actually hanging on a nail on the side of the tree. So that's called stade ilon, the side of the tree, and there's no problem over there. And hada yalfa minahiva hi yalfa minada, that can be learned from this, and this can be learned from that. Hada yalfa minahi, we can learn from here to there. She'im hayu shtei seidais yaitis, let's say there's two pegs, two nails sticking out of a tree, and he puts chach on those pegs, not only is it a kosher sukkah, but he's allowed to go into it on yamtif, because here there's no chashash. This chach is not resting directly on the tree, it's resting on pegs that are in the tree. And vahi yalfa minada, we can learn something from there to hear that shem hayunasun be'eva shel ilon, if his eruv is inside the tree, meaning there's like some sort of hollow in the tree and his eruv's in there, she'ruve eruv, it's valid, but v'asul atatol, he's not allowed to move it, because that's really considered like being mishtamish be'ilon. However, chav kim lomar alfa on top, or Rav Yosef says that actually bein hacha bein taman min atzad hi, both in this case and over there in sukkah, it's considered min atzad. And so my kedoin, why by the eruv is he allowed to be metatal it if it's hanging on the tree? That's because kai demai Rav Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rav Zeira. It's like where Rav Yaakov bar Acha said the name Rav Zeira to Rav Shimon Elazar. He, this is according to Rav Shimon Elazar. The Tana we have a brass Rav Shimon Elazar Amri. He tells us mutal shtamish al tzadei behema b'shabes. One's allowed to use the side of an animal on Shabbos. He tzadei behema. He tzadei ilon. The side of an animal and the side of a tree is the same thing. We know there's an isser of climbing a tree on Shabbos being mishtamish be'ilon. That's because we're afraid he's going to end up breaking a branch off, which is an isser daraisa. And there's the same isser of riding on top of an animal being mishtamish bibehema, because if he's riding the animal, he might end up breaking off a branch in order to use it as a whip or a guide for the animal. Or it's tzadei behema, using the side of the animal, is permitted. And the same thing, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, using tzadei ilon is not a problem. And that's why over here, we're allowed to use the eruv because it's on tzadei ha'ilon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.